Welcome to Holiday Tidbits, your information hub for the festive season. I'm your host, Vanessa Silvera. Last time, our guest was Public Relations Officer of the JFB, Jamaica Fire Brigade, Senior Deputy Superintendent Emilio Banks. He's back today to continue our discussion on safety in the home for the festive season. Welcome back, Mr. Banks. Picking up where we left off, let's talk about Christmas trees. Many persons use artificial trees, while others use freshly cut trees that can eventually become a fire hazard.
If you're using a live tree, make sure that you cut some of the lower branches off so that it will be able to fit into a container that you can pour some water in. Make sure that you are putting some water in that container at least every day. And the reason for this is, even though it's a so-called dead tree, the branches are still soaking up some amount of water and maintaining some amount of moisture. The fresher it is, the least likely it will catch fire.
And of course, we don't wait until the tree is brown and dry to take it down, as this makes it easier to catch fire. Tell us more.
Position your Christmas tree at least 3 feet away from all heat sources. The television is a heat source. The cable box is a heat source. All appliances are heat sources. The lights as well. All the lights generate some amount of heat. What you want to ensure is that there's circulation space around the tree, and that will help to maintain the room temperature around that tree.
All right, let's enter the kitchen now. Many household fires start in the kitchen. With the increased use of the stove, oven, and other equipment this Christmas, how do we avoid fires?
Never, ever leave the cooking unattended. We know how difficult that is when you have friends and family over, but please ensure you don't leave the cooking unattended. Worst, if you feel like you need to take a nap, and after you wake up, you do the cooking. Don't start cooking and tell yourself you are going to take a nap because enough water is in the pot. It won't boil over, it won't dry out. We have seen a lot of cases where this has led to fires. And make sure the kitchen towels, make sure that at all times they are kept away from the stove. If it is that you have wind blowing in a particular direction, make sure you check the direction of the wind. No curtains can get to your stove. And of course, we know the kitchen curtains are now specially designed in terms of length so that they can't blow across. Please use the appropriate kitchen curtains and make sure again that nothing that is flammable can come in contact with the stove.
What are some of the cost-effective fire safety equipment available to consumers?
We're talking about fire extinguishers, for example, and it is extremely cheap nowadays to have smoke detectors. A lot of households in Jamaica might not know this, but you can get smoke detectors sometimes three for $1,500 in some of these bigger supermarket chains. And they are pretty simple to install. They come with a two-side tape at the back. Some of them operate with a 9-volt battery, others with two AA batteries. Stick them in the center of every room, except for the kitchen where you would actually need a heat detector. Approximately 97% of the fires that people die from in Jamaica are house fires. Over 90% of these house fires start at nights. If you have one of these devices that gives you somewhere about 80-90 decibels of noise, naturally they would awake you. And most of these detectors are extremely good, and they will alert you, as I said, with 80-90 decibels of noise. So if that doesn't wake you in the middle of the night, you were probably dead before.
It is also important to have an emergency plan that all family members and guests are aware of. So in case of a fire or any other emergency, everyone knows where to go and what to do. Talk also about what it means to have too many keys on one key ring.
When it comes to the padlocks on the keys, please ensure that you have one set place that you keep all keys and padlocks. And we don't want too many keys on this particular key ring. I like to show persons my keyring. If you look at this carefully, this one key here opens four locks for my house. So if I wake up in the middle of the night, this one key opens four padlocks.
One key, four locks. Quite convenient. And there is so much more that can be said on the matter of safety in the home, but we are out of time. Senior Deputy Superintendent Emilio Banks of the Jamaica Fire Brigade was our guest today. Join us next time on JIS Radio for more tips to keep you safe this Christmas. I'm Vanessa Silvera.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.